But thank you for the call. Skype. Thank you. I want to begin by welcome everybody back. Now, our Ben Azmanim, Chaburis Yosef Atzadik, Dachi Abinom, to thank the Rachmani family. All this year, Malazach and Ishmael, Rabin's father, Abinom Ben Chaim, is Nisham Shab Naliyah, and the family Shabani Simcha, Nachas and Bracha. Also, we're thanking Ariella and Jonathan Brody, sponsoring Lilu Nishmas, Harab Shmuel Moshe Ben Yosef Sweden, Nisham Shab Naliyah, and the and also Schwartz family, Louis Nishmas, Rachel Giflebas from Naftali, Nisham Shamali, and Shir should be a schusser for Shlaim for Brian Leah, Bas Yadis Ariel, Bas Oshar, Kobe, and so. Okay, thank you, Mr. You should have received, I think, Moshe David sent out, just you should have Tezayin, I think Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. Before Yantav, we were learning. These past weeks before Yantav, we're learning a mimer from Tzvi Meir at Tahara Seinayim, really to bring us into the sugya, to have a hergish, a feeling, a chush for this avoda of Kedusha Seinayim. Then we're going to spend some time learning halacha, the halachas of Shmir Seinayim. And maybe then a little bit more about Imek, but this is to have a hergish, a chush. And the timing works out really very much with what I was talking about yesterday morning. So I'll maybe do a little chazar for some of you that were there by the drush yesterday. That's really what I was talking about, what I was speaking about. So on page Tes Zayin, on the left-hand column where it says, V'chol pam shihudi oisa ezeh shu. Pula, we started that. Let's just review for 2 minutes. Kol pam shihudi oisa eza shihi pu'ula b'shmiras pe'inayim. Any time that a person does anything, any tiny little effort that a person makes to turn the eyes in the right, to the right place, away from the wrong place. Shechayzum al gedarim, to strengthen, kshemachazkim, hagedarim, to strengthen the gedarim that a person makes, to stay away from those things that could potentially lead to problems with Shmir Seinayim, Makayim Megdarim, to keep the Gedarim, B'Shemeres Atzmo, to try to guard himself. I feel a Krahis Eza Nefila Yerida, even if the person already had a Nefila Yerida, a Menchabzagleich, to try right away to get back. We learned this before Yantiv, where it says in the Torah that we say by Krishma, we were learning for this whole Maimah that the whole Krishma is really, besides Krishma, that's the Emuna, that the whole Krishma, beginning from the word Shema, Sumer Rome Nechem, the whole Krishma is about Kedusha Seinayim, Shemir Seinayim. And the mitzvah of tefillin, the mitzvah of tzitzit, we're talking about these mitzvahs as avod in Shmir Seinayim. So it says there in Kriyishma v'los asuach re'levav k'mach re'enechem, which we learned, we know, means literally that one shouldn't be led astray after the heart and after the eyes. V'los asuach re'levav k'mach re'enechem. The tzaddikim, the chayzim b'vilin, all the tzaddikim tell us that velos asura is a lashon of hataras kesher, of untying, like matir asura, to untie, to free. So when it says velos asura achrei levavchem v'achrei nechem, lashon hataras kesher, k'mayish nadaber bez Hashem b'hemshach b'arichus, k'kishyesh liyudi nisai, v'nichshol b'zeh. It's very natural that when a person fails in a nisayin, there's a nisayin, and he fails, k'tzas le'shom ha'atzmo, he wasn't so careful. Or shahayim abulbal v'chadayim, whatever happened. K'shem tayfes his atzma, omer lo hayetzahar. And when he comes back to himself, the yetzahar says to him, harei mimeila nechshalta. Mimeila, anyway, nechshalta. Anyway, you have failed. U'miyayish also, to bring a person to a place of yayush, to look at what has happened, and to get stuck in the past of what just happened. So what the Yetzer tells a person is, today already is fafal. In other words, it's the 17th day of the Omer. The 17th day of the Omer is X, Zalah Halachli. It wasn't a good day. And tomorrow, hopefully, will be a better day. But as far as the 17th day of Svira, it's bad. 17th is bad. It's supposed to be 17 is Tov, right? It's supposed to be Tov. But it didn't work out. So the nature of a person is that since this day already is Lotov, even though 17 is Tov, but it's Lotov today, so I might as well just let go of today. It didn't count. Today didn't count. It's not part of my counting. So I already let go of the 17th. So I might as well just give in to just finish up the 17th. You know, the way that when a person is eating something he shouldn't be eating. So you have a person who eats. So he's trying to watch himself, and he eats something that he shouldn't eat. But the type of a person is that he doesn't just take a little bit when he's eating something he shouldn't eat. And he just says that, Hayom, today is fafal. Today is fafal. And then he just, like, opens the cabinets and brings everything out into the refrigerator. Because Hayom, lo yom, today is not on my cheshvan anymore. Today is fafal. So since today is fafal, so, and I've eaten things that I'm not supposed to eat. I'm not talking about, God forbid, things that are also just as a muscle. Dieting is a very easy muscle. So since already I broke my diet, so mimela, I might as well just, this day is not a day, so I broke my diet, so I might as well just fresh. And tomorrow will be better. Machar. Tomorrow will be better. So that's the mentality when it comes to anything that we shouldn't do, particularly when it comes to the Inyan of Shemir Sinai. There's that feeling that I already messed up. It means today is not anymore a day of Shemira Sinai. It's not a day anymore of Shemira. So ani lo mishumar. I'm no longer in that place of being guarded today. Tomorrow I'll get back on track. But today I might as well just finish up the day. It's a mess anyway. In other words, he unties himself. And that's why we say in Krishma, which is the avod of Shemir Seinayim, of Kedushas Yisrael, that's why we say, V'los asur achrei levav from achrei nechem. That after something has gone wrong with your eyes and your heart has led you astray, los asur, don't untie yourself. Don't allow yourself to be untied. Don't unravel. Don't let yourself slip into that way of thinking. It's already fafal. But rather, the Svarim say that a person should say the following. What happened 10 minutes ago? What happened an hour ago? It happened. I'm not denying that. Not tomorrow. Not later. But mikan ulahav. Mikan ulahab. Right now. Everybody's familiar with there's a tainus that's called of the Ravid, which means it's not a regular fast. It's when a person is in the middle of eating something that he's enjoying and he's very excited about, and he stops. He stops. He's in the middle of eating. He stops. Doesn't finish what he wanted to eat. And the Ravid was Megala, that this avoida of when you, not because you're not hungry, not because you're not enjoying it, you're not enjoying it. And this is something that you're looking forward to. But to stop in the middle, for a person to be able to stop in the middle of something, to say, Ad kan, and not to allow that unraveling, that untying, so the Ravid says it's considered ki'ilu, the person fasted that day. Because when you have a certain momentum, which is lotov, and you stop that momentum, so that's a tremendous avoda, to be able to say, Ad kan, my dahava hava, what was. And the ikur is, and yishar misatzim yikan ulahaba, velo sasur. Lo matir misakesha. There's never ever such a thing that a person is mutter to do something that's wrong. That we're never untied from Hashem. There's no such thing. Just because in your mind, psychologically, today is a day that doesn't count, it doesn't mean it doesn't count. The regoyim tivchenenu, it says in Pasuk, every moment of life, we're being tested. Every moment of life is nisayon, and every second of our lives, Hashem Baruch is with us. And there's no such thing that because it was a moment ago that I failed, so already that means that this entire hour or this entire day is no longer counted. Every single moment of life is counted. That's the Indian Svesom. Every single moment of life counts. Lomatir Masakesha, Achre Lavav from Achre Nechem. Afil Bamatsov Shal Achre. Afil Bamatsov Shal Achre. Achre means after I did something wrong, after I failed. Losasu Achre Lavav from Achre Nechem. After the eyes looked in the wrong place, after the heart was taken away, because achre is a very dangerous time. Because achre, a person can completely let go. Just let's go, achre. Achre hanefila, achre hayirida. There's always that achre. By dizem mesaknim is kol ha'over. And when a person doesn't allow that to happen and he stops and he says, this moment is a different, it's different, and mikan lahaba, I'm not doing that. Even though a moment ago he did, he stops. That's a tikkun for whatever happened in the past. The tzaddikim speak a lot about this. And when a person does that in time, that avoda with the Ravid was talking about, stopping something, not allowing the momentum to take you to the next minute, and to guard that achre, that what happened in the past shouldn't define what happens the next minute. When you're able to stop that, this happens. A person's, God forbid, watching something on the computer, so that he shouldn't be looking at. So the feeling that a person has is that I'm already in that zone. I'm already in this inyan. I'm already in this terrible sugya. So I might as well just finish it up for today. I might as well finish this program or finish this thing, whatever I'm watching. I might as well finish it. So that's when the Torah comes and says, V'losa sur achare, v'avkan, achare inechem. Really, that's what I was talking about. That's what I was talking about yesterday morning. The inyan of ein, what the Sefer Yetzirah says. I'll just review, I hope you don't mind. Just a few minutes, but the Sefer Yetzirah revealed this teaching of Ein b'tayv l'malam mi'oinig ve'ein b'ra Ein b'tayv l'malam mi'oinig ve'ein b'ra l'matam mi'nega. That in the world of tayv, in the world of good, there is nothing that's higher and greater than oneg. Than oneg. Oneg is that deepest pleasure and delight in connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu that comes from the highest place of Keser, Rotzen, Oneg. There's nothing higher than Oneg. Vein lamata b'ra, and there's nothing worse than Nega. And the Torah is talking all about these Negoim, which we don't understand these diseases, but there's nothing lower than Nega. So what I was explaining yesterday was that the Medrash says on the Pasuk at the beginning of Tazria, Yishiki Tazria, the parish of Negoim. So the Torah says, Tazria and Mitzvah are both parishes of Negoim. The Torah says, the Pasuk in Tilim, Kuflametes, which says, Achor v'kedem tzaratani. That Hashem, you created me. David HaMelech says, Achor v'kedem tzaratani. You created me backwards and forwards. Achor, from behind, and kedem, in front, backwards and forwards, you created me. Achor v'kedem tzaratani. And the Medrash is very, very famous. The Medrash says that if a person is zaycha, then oimrim lo, then we say to the person, ata kidam to l'mayis ibrashis, that you were the first that was created. Man, Adam, ata kidam to l'mayis ibrashis. V'm lo yizachin, if the person is not zaycha, oimrim lo, then we tell the person, I feel a yatush, even a mosquito, a bug. Kademcha, a bug, an insect was created. Insects were created before man. So I was just explaining this yesterday, that the Mefarshim ask on this Medrash, what does that mean? How could you say to a person, Atakidam to Lamaise Bereshis, man Lamaise, in reality, man was created last. He wasn't created first. What does it mean, Atakidam to Lamaise Bereshis? So, what I was trying to explain is what we see in this farm, that there are two ways of looking at life. There are two ways of looking at everything in life. When it came time to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, so Hashem is Baruch told Moshe to take them out. Moshe said, "V'chiyotzis Yisrael Mitzrayim, how could I take them out?" And Rashi says, "They don't have any schusim. What are their schusim? They're buried in all kinds of tumah. Why should they go out? What's the schus that they have to leave?" And HaKadosh Baruch answers by saying, that when you take them out of Mitzrayim, 3 months later, Rashi says, 3 months later, Asidim lekabels haTorah laHarazeh. And 3 months from now, they're going to receive the Torah. So, what Hashem Baruch was saying to Moshe was saying the following. Moshe was looking at what was at the past. And Moshe was saying is that they're fafalim. In other words, they're fafalim. They're in a bad place. And based upon the past and all the statistics and the momentum of the way that they're living, there's no hope for them. I mean, there's no tachlis of taking them out. They have no schus, and there's no reason that they should leave. And Hashem Yisbarach's answer to that was not to look at what was. What was, might the hava. What was. Don't look at that which was in the past. But instead, 3 months from now, Hashem says, Yeshli, Rashi brings down the lashon of Dovagol Yeshli Iman. Thanks. Rashi brings down such a lashon, Dovagol, that Hashem says, what do you mean? I have a very beginning with them. 3 months from now, they're going to be receiving the Torah. So what Hashem is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu is, you are looking at a world that's called Achor. You're looking at what was in the past. You're looking backwards. And Hashem is saying, I'm looking forward. I'm looking at a place that's ahead. And when I look forward, when I look in that way, when I'm looking ahead, so then I see that Bnei Yisrael are going to be receiving the Torah and Har Sinai 3 months from now. So what the Torah is saying, what I was trying to explain yesterday, is that at every moment of our lives, we have that choice. We have a choice either to look backwards and to define ourselves from that perspective of achor, what was, and to say what was, that determines what's going to be coming up. Or I could say, no, what was, might have. Whatever was in the past, it's finished. Gemara, it's done. Might have, it was. And as far as the future is concerned, that's completely up to me to decide what I want in the future. Not to allow the past to invade, to trespass upon the future. And that's the meaning of, I mean, how many of the chevra were there yesterday? I feel big because I'm chazering a little bit. So you marchal me from chazara. So we were taught that chazara is a good thing. And that's the meaning of Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chiluk, a rem is the meaning. But the rem is of Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chiluk Loilam Haba. So we always think of Olam Haba as just this thing after 120. But the truth of the matter is that on a very simple level, Olam Haba means coming attractions in my life. The coming world. Coming world can mean a minute from now. Olam Haba means today, the rest of this day. Even though I woke up in a lousy mood and I had a bad start to the day, and until now everything's been horrible, might have a have. The question is, do you have a chelik in Olam Haba? Olam Haba means the coming world. The coming world means, right, a minute from now, my future. It doesn't mean after 120. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelik Olam Haba means that every Jew has this ability to stop what was, to stop looking at what I was looking at, to stop thinking about what I was thinking about, to stop doing what I was doing, and to say, Ad Kan, I have an Olam Haba. Olam Haba means there's something after this moment that I have to, it's going to be different after this moment. And what was, was. And I don't have to think that way anymore. I don't have to look at things anymore that way. And that's why Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Because a person looks back, if you are in the habit of looking back, then you look back at the week and then it messes up your whole Shabbos also. But Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is a taste of Olam Haba. Olam Haba means that you and I have every single minute of the week to look forward to Shabbos. And Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos means that there's something that's able to be misaken everything that happened this past week. We don't have to wait till Shabbos, but Shabbos is that koyach of Olam Haba, of being able to live not in the past, but Olam Haba. Therefore, when the Medrash says, David HaMelech says, Achor v'kedem tzayatani, and says, if a person is Zaycha, Oymim loy, we say to him, Ata kidamta l'mayis ibrashis. The same way that when Hashem Zbach made the world, so the Malachim had a taina, what's the tachlis? And Hashem Zbach said, what do you mean? There's going to be a tachlis. They're going to be tzaddikim, they're going to be yidden, they're going to be sitting and learning on a Sunday morning Torah. There's going to be all kinds of good things going on. So Hashem made the world because of his anticipation of all the good that was to follow. That's how Hashem created the world. Because Hashem created the world, it was an anticipation of all the good that was to come. So when a person is zaycha, and he doesn't get stuck in the past, and he moves forward, and he looks at things in that way, and he has that way of seeing things in the future, to look forward to the future, and to stop what was in the past, ma'ita hava hava, then we say, atakidamta l'maisa b'reishis. Your way of living is, atakidamta l'maisa b'reishis. You live before ma'isa b'reishis. You're a person that looks forward. If not, then even a bug, a mosquito, a cockroach came before you, because the whole life, all you ever do is look back on the cockroaches of the past, and you complain about, and you kvetch about, and you cry about all the things that happened to you before, or the mistakes that you made, or the bad things that you did. So then afilietos, and you get stuck in that world of mosquitoes, of insects that are biting you your whole life, you can never move forward. So now we understand, when it says in the Sefer Yetzirah, that the greatest thing in the world is einig, and the worst thing in the world is nega, because the word einig and nega, those two words have the same letters, einig and nega. The difference is that, and here's where we get to the our avoda of Shmir Seinayim. There's another meaning of guarding the eye. In the word oneg, the ayin, the letter ayin, comes before the nun and the gimel. Ayin means the eye. Ayin is before the nun gimel, is neshama guf, is life. The ayin comes before the nun and the gimel. That's oneg. That's a world of oneg. In the word nega, it's just the opposite. In the word nega, so there, the ayin is at the end of the word. That means that the ayin is always looking back to what was, the nun gimel. So, ein lamata bara, ein bara lamata mi nega means the worst thing in the world is if you look at things in such a way that you're constantly looking back at what was instead of looking at what could be, you're always looking at what happened. And there are people that are like that. So they're always looking at what was. Now, when you live with that ayin ra, with that nega of always looking back, what happened, I'm not saying there are fond memories that a person has. Of course, we should always look back on good things, remember good things. But as far as thinking about bad things, or when a person has a lapse in Kedusha, and because of that, that lapse of Kedusha tells him that this is already forfallen because of what happened, because of what I did, I have to continue doing that. That's called a nega. That's called a nega tzaraz. That's the meaning of an aravaita of nega tzaraz. That your ayin is after the nun and gimel. You're always looking back, and you're always doing now. Something just because you did it in the past. And because you did that in the past, or you reacted that way in the past, or that's how you thought in the past, so you have to do that again. That means you have no chelik in Olam Haba. You're a person that doesn't live with the future. You live in the past, you don't live with the future. Living with the future means that whatever went wrong until now, my dahava hava is finished. Don't untie yourself because of what happened in the past. Be machazik yourself to have a good olam haba, a good Olam Haba. This next minute is my Olam Haba. Olam Haba is not just after 120. A minute from now is Olam Haba. It's the coming world. It's my coming moment. That's called Olam Haba. And I don't have to wait until 120. I can make it Olam Chatira B'chayacha to see right now that it should be good. That's what we're talking about. And through that, what Reb Tzvi Maya brings from Reb Tzadik, Reb Maim Chaim, the Tzadikim, when a person does that, then not only do you do something much better this next moment of your life, but also it's a tikkun for what happened. It rinses and washes. Hifliga was a moed vayi. They say roi chatzim is kol ha'avah. That's tshuva. That repairs what happened. When you stop that, you stop the nega, and instead you move to that future way of looking at things, which is oneg. The same way Hashem Yisroel told Moshe Rabbeinu, stop looking at them. Stop looking at them in that way, how they were in Mitzrayim. I'm talking to you about looking at them how they could be. Think about how often we do that with our kids, with our grandchildren, and how we judge them in such a way, and in our marriages. That almost every time that there's a husband and wife that come to talk about problems that they're having with Shalom Bayis, so even though you have people that generally are not such big bodily zakar, it's not a Rogachev and she's not a Vilna Gaon, but all of a sudden each one has like such a photographic memory. It's not my da'aba haba. There's such a cheshman that people have. You have people sitting in front of me in Tavshin Pei Gimel, and they're talking about what happened like the week of Shever Brachos, what your mother said to my mother, you know, what there was by the week of Shever Brachos. So my said from 35, 40 years ago. You could barely remember what happened yesterday when it comes to anything, or it comes to learning, but when it comes to a taina or kpeda, you remember from 30, 40 years ago. You're talking about, you can't let go. This is the tsaras of our lives. These negoim, these old negoim of our lives, that you can't let go of what happened. That your ayin is always looking backwards. So ayin is always looking backwards. So they're married. So I always say something like, must be that something good happened since then. Since 1982, must be that something nice happened between the two of you. Or what happened? You didn't defend me when your mother said this to me. You didn't defend me. So I thought, when they're talking, it sounds like it happens. He says, no, my mother died 35 years ago. and Zilap Nach and their Maisa, she's still sitting in this Maisa. But your mother said to me, she said something nasty to me, and she's already many kalmalis later from this, and she's still talking about this inyan. This is a sickness. And we're all sick from this. And it's not just the nega ki'ilu, it also, just like a cancer, it grows. It takes on other, it becomes like other things, and it grows. Not to let go of a kid did something, or a husband or wife did something, this inyan that we live in the past, that this is the nega of life. To have that ayin, to have an eye that's always like that, to looking back. But what we're learning now is that even when a person, chalila, even if it's something that happened 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, it could be that I was doing the worst thing. And then the Yitzhar says that you're already a Russia, and today is already not a day. And a person can stop that and say, no, I have a chelik and olam haba. Remember, I mentioned yesterday that when Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem Yisbarach, and tell me what name should I tell them, who are you? What was the name? Aleph Hey Yud Hey. Ekya. Aleph Hey Yud Hey. And it means that a person says, Hashem said, tell them, my name is, I will be who I will be. In other words, the Rosh Hashem says, tell them that my inyan is what will be. That's the Rosh Hashem. Tell them they should live like me too. They should be like me. They should also be that way. I will be. Aleph Hey Yud Hey. And a person could turn off the phone or the computer and say, Ad kan, Aleph Hey Yud Hey. The Yetzer says, Tzfafalm. You're in the past. The past is taking over right now, and you can't stop that. And Aleph Hey Yud Hey, I will be. I will be means that I don't have to be what I was. I will be. And not only that, but when you do that, even though you don't think that you did any kind of major tshuva, I didn't do what I do. I did a horrible thing 10 minutes ago. So this is tshuva because I stopped it. The Torah says, yeah, The Svarim say that that's a very big avoida to stop something when there's a momentum, and they say, I'm not going to do it, I will be different, I have a chelik olam haba, kol yisrael yesh lam chelik olam haba, and I will, my chelik is olam haba, I'm not stuck in the past. And I will stop this, and I'm going to make the next minute different than this past minute. When a person does that, the Be'man Chaim, the other tzaddikim say, it's a tikkun. It's shuvah. And it's that you fixed what happened. It's hard to do that. And you're able to fix what happened. Sometimes a person has a machshava when it comes to, if you're zeichet to have different children, so then sometimes you have a particular difficulty with one of the kids, and the feeling with that kid is, it's fa'fa'am with that kid. I'll try to make it work with the other kids. This kid already is not going well. These are negoyim. This is the worst nega. This ain berol matami nega. There's nothing worse than living in that way, of not believing that there's an olam haba. Person's kaif an olam haba. It's not believing. A Jew has an olam haba. There's no such thing. I'm not meshubit to what was. And that's why I was talking about in the afternoon. That's serious. I'm not meshubit to the past. Person goes to a place of 57 times 7, 49, shuls, a yid is somebody that is higher than any of the shibudim of this world, and a person is able to say, I'm not chayv to do that. What I did before, I'm not chayv to do. That's aleph hey yud hey. That's the shame aleph hey yud hey, which is, that's why ach is shabsois ay tishmayu. Ach is 21. And ach, chaf aleph means ach. Ach is the same gematria as aleph hey yud hey. And Shabbos is the nina mein olam haba. The person lives in such a way. To live without knowing that I have the ability to break away from teva and to be shavistic. At every moment of my life, I have an olam haba. I have a chelik an olam haba. That's the safayda of an ayin, of a different, of an ayin teva. Kedusha seinayim, shemir seinayim. Not to let go just because you looked at something you shouldn't have looked at. So it's fafal. No, don't cry about it. Don't cry about it. It's my dahav. You want to do tshuva? So do tshuva later on. Yom Kippur Katni, Yom Kippur Gadol, whatever you like, do tshuva some other time. Right now you don't do tshuva. Right now that's not the avodah to cry about and to go looking like this. You have some of the svarim talk, there are svarim that talk about every second, looking back. And the person just gets buried in the past. The Radomska, the Tresh Lama says that avar and aveira is the same lashon. Because the greatest source of a person's aveira is constantly thinking about Masha Avar, about the past. And you look at another sefer, and you'll quote another sefer that says, you should constantly be making a cheshbon nefesh and thinking about what happened. No, there's a time for cheshbon nefesh, all this from say. You set aside a time for cheshbon nefesh. At the time, he says, other tzaddikim say, you saw B'Shev Shavar, the tzaddikim talk about this, that you set aside a time. Otherwise, you don't go into the past at all. Into those only nice things, not bad things. B'chlal, you don't go to that place at all. There's not a word like that, especially in our generation. It's bechlal not. It's only olam haba. There's no meaning of that. Only olam haba. And when it comes to cheshbon nefesh, so you say kriyas shma lamita, you can make a cheshbon nefesh. There's a time, there's an eis rosin to do tshuva, you make a cheshbon nefesh. It's a big thing to think about hezbaydus. We're learning a lot in the hezbaydus chabura. You make a cheshbon nefesh at the beginning of hezbaydus, but then the tachlis is the kudus tovus and the future and olam haba. That's the ikar avoda of how a person changes. Olam haba. So kaychas shel tzitzis, and that's why we were learning about the mitzvah of tzitzis is in Kriya Shema. That what Chazal wanted us to have, that there are many parshas of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but Davke Chazal wanted us to say Yetzias Mitzrayim in the context of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Shoshomer es haYehudi b'chol haMatzavim. So tzitzis is we learned a few weeks ago that the word tzitzis is a lashon of seeing. Meitzitz menacharakim means to look at something, to see something. And the strings and the knots are to keep us bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lois asura, not to allow ourselves to get untied. The knots and the knots of the tzitzis are to stay tied. The knots of the tefillin are to be saying Kriya Shema, to stay tied. Like Gemara tells over the mice, we spoke about the person was going to do an aveira, and the tzitzis were slapping him in the face. So you could believe in that literally, which I believe in it literally, that the tzitzis were slapping him. But we understand that even if you don't believe in it literally, I mean psychologically, when this person was going to do an aveira and he was getting undressed, the tzitzis gave him a patch, meaning the tzitzis. What the tzitzis mean? The tzitzis mean stay tight. Don't allow yourself, don't allow yourself to get untied. Remember who you are, and don't get untied. And that's the Indian of tzitzis, tremendous shmira. The Jew wears tzitzis, tremendous shmira. That's one of the, it's an interesting thing. I remember this also growing up. It's not a new thing. One of the first simanim of a bacha that he was slipping was he stopped wearing tzitzis. That's what we used to see when we were kids. It was one of the first simanim that a guy was moving away from things was when he stopped wearing his tzitzis. He's like allowing himself to untie. Even though we think, what's this? I put this thing on. I put on my shirt. I put on my get dressed. And I had the tzitzis. Okay, it's a strange mitzvah, whatever it is. To remind me of this come 50 mitzvahs, I don't know. Okay, I remember. Shkoyach. I'm a Jew. But then it's interesting how, you know, first it would start like when we were playing ball. Then you had those guys that they would start already to take off their tzitzis when we were kids. The first ones to take off their tzitzis when we were playing ball. And then slowly the tzitzis would get into the locker, you know. Then they have tzitzis in the locker. And of course, in those years, the Rebbeim, not all of them, there was some Rebbeim that used to just stop you all of a sudden and do a body check. They actually did that. I mean, we used to have it. They would check to see if you were wearing tzitzis. And one of the first things to go was tzitzis. It's an interesting thing. I'll be there. I'll call this. You wear tzitzis at night when you're sleeping too. You shouldn't forget even when you're sleeping. Ani yishein v'li b'er. Even when you're not conscious. Dafke then, a person needs to remember even more than when he's awake. But tzitzis is a shmir. Yisav evenu yivoneneu yitzvenu ki yishein einai. Tzitzis, the mitzvah of tzitzis is a makif. A talus, the tzitzis, it's a levush, it's a garment that surrounds us. Like it says in the pasuk, that Hashem, Yisav evenu yivoneneu yitzvenu ki yishein, Hashem surrounded us, ki yishein einai, like the pupil of his eye. And that's why some people say the tefillah before putting on the talus tzitzis, the mitzvah tzitzis tinotzel nafshi v'ruchi v'nishmasi u'sfilasi menachitzayinim. That the tzitzis have this koach to save a person's nefesh, ruach and neshama, and the tefillah to be guarded from chitzayinim, from things on the outside that could God forbid, that could destroy, that could attack. Goes all of Yerachev. And the Svarim say that when we put on the talus, it's compared to Hashem who calls himself an eagle that's protecting its young. That's what the talus is when we wrap ourselves in the talus. And a person should have these thoughts when putting on the tzitzis and putting on the talus and then by kriyashma and then during the day to stop. And to think about this every now and then. Kapnimius shall mitzvah sitzisi, shemashpiel in a koichus lishmar al hainayim. This deep connection between tzitzis and shmiris hainayim. Wrapping ourselves, closing ourselves in, tying ourselves up, that we should be, that's what you say in that parasha of tzitzis, mos asurach velevacha, mantizkru, vasisimus kolmitzvaisai. And we're holding the tzitzis in our hands when we say those words. And we're looking at the tzitzis. And some people put the tzitzis on their eyes. And they put the tzitzis on their eyes. Hashem is saying, don't allow yourself to be untied. You're holding the knots of the tzitzis in your hand. You're wearing the tefillin and the kesher of tefillin. Don't allow yourself to get untied. Just because something happened, don't untie yourself. Stay tied. Stay tied. Had tzitzis mashpiim in a koichus of yitzias mitzrayim. And tzitzis is a hashpa of yitzias mitzrayim, of getting out of that thing that you felt that you were trapped in, getting out of that. Had tzitzis mo'iru mamshich meham akremes agvarim b'yoyis ha'ashmir ha'liyayim. And in ways that we don't know, but the Svarim tell us, and in ways that we don't know, tzitzis have the ability to draw upon a person a shmir ha'liyayim, a very big shmir. Hashmir agdol so kanesha yorkino. Zemiroyim imes ayyudi megalas yvitzayin oisa. And therefore, a person's care for the mitzvah of tzitzis. That is meroyim imes ayyudi. It lifts a person up and it's megala his vitzayinus. It shows what he really wants. The Sbrenkler writes the pnimius. It brings out the pnimius. Tzitzis is b'chinas kan fein the sharam. The tzitzis are like the kantrei nesharim, like the wings of an eagle, to take a person out of Mitzrayim, to protect a person like the nesher protects its young. Kantrei nesharim, shape them oif zayin ganzer blick. It lifts up a person's entire, the ganzer blick, it lifts up a person's entire way of looking at everything. It's called a she'ifa. It's hard for us to understand. How is it that these little strings have such a kayak? But they do. And the kisa kavadik. It makes a person kisa kavadik. Like the Gemara says that the tchelis of the tzitzis reminds you of the you remember the ocean, you remember the sky, and the sky, the kisa kavadik, whatever. So somehow, what does that mean? That we don't wear tchelis. Some people do wear tchelis, some don't. But even if you wear the tchelis, it means it reminds you of the ocean, and the ocean reminds you of the sky, and the sky reminds you of the blue, reminds you of the kisa kavod. So many people don't wear tchelis, and even if you do, how's that connection? The Teretz is not to untie yourself. When the Gemara says that when you look at the tzitzis remind you, the blue, it reminds you of the ocean. It doesn't stop, remind you, it doesn't mean Jones Beach. It reminds you of the one who created the ocean. And then from the ocean, it means to lift you higher and to take a look and to look at the sky, and to remind you who created the whole world, and then to take you where to kisa kavod. None of us ever saw kisa. Maybe out of the shamas, but we didn't in this world. We don't see kisa kavod. Kisa kavod is the place where the shamas come from. But the point of that is to stay tied. Being a Jew is tied together with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I've mentioned to you many times that they used to, I don't know if they still, therapists still do this, but it used to be, at least we saw this in the television shows, that they used to have this thing where the therapist would show you a picture and they ask you, what do you see over here, right?
Rorschach test,
right? So you look at this and it's supposed to, what is it, what is this picture? So it'd be some kind of a tzura. And what is this picture? So the person would say, I look at this picture and I see, like, you know, two people slitting each other's throats, and selling the organs, you know, in Machane Yehuda. So we know we have a problem, right? We know we have a problem. So that's the association, you know. So I told you there was a very funny story from, there was a Jewish comedian, I think he's still alive. There's a Meshuddik person, not in a good place. Maybe he'll do tshuva, he's a Yid, but. So there was in the movie that I remember seeing as a kid. So he had a lot of problems. His parents sent him to the doctor. So the doctor shows him these things. Every single picture, the doctor takes out 20 pictures. Every single picture, he goes, oi. He sees terrible things with men and women, all these terrible things. And the doctor finally stops and he says, you're a very, very sick person. and he says, I'm sick. They're your pictures. You're worse than me. I don't buy pictures like that. You're crazy. But what the Gemara says, that a person looks at the tzitzis and he remembers the ocean and he remembers the sky and he remembers the kisa kavod, it means have good associations. It means to stay tied together. When a Jew looks at the ocean, it's tied up to the sky. And the sky is tied up to kisa kavod. And the kisa kavod is the place of the neshama. So when he says over here, it lifts up the ganze blick, as kol ha-shiva, and that kisa ha-kovid there. Kisa ha-kovid means that you're tied up to the kisa ha-kovid. It means that there's a trail. You and I are Jews, and we have a trail. And the trail is knots. Strong bond. And that trail takes a Jew to the kisa ha-kovid. So when you look at something, you remember kisa ha-kovid. You look at a yid, you remember that he has an efshel kiss. He's a chelik al-karimah. And you follow the trail. You take a cup of water, and you follow the trail. And Hashem said, make a bracha. Shahak and Libidra means you're taking water, which is the simplest thing to have in this world, and you're following it. That has a trail, and that trail leads you back to the beginning. And the beginning is the Kisa Kavod. Everything in life is a trail, is a knot, is a string. Like when a person wouldn't want to get lost, in the old days they would take a string, right? And they would go with the string, and they would walk with that string. This way they'd find their way back. That's what tzitzis are. It's a string to find your way back. It's a connection. It's that knot that keeps you bound. If it ganzen epis anders, and therefore just to finish, it's altogether, it makes a person altogether different. Vakatnas vashiflus and a toifas mokum klalis. So when a person's kisya kovidik, then he doesn't get lost in the disgusting thing that he was looking at. How did it happen? That's not how it happened. My dahava have it. It happened. It's finished. Adkan, that's it. Olam haza. Now olam haba. Olam haba. Kisya kovidik. Olam habadik. Olam haba means now. Coming up. Olam haba. That's what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Aleph hey yud hey. Think of that name. Aleph hey yud hey. I will be who I will be. Hasoga nasa harba yoyser remeima. When a person lives that way, then his whole way of looking at everything is harba yoyser remeima. B'chin is a kruvim parsek nafayim lamar, like the kruvim parsek nafayim. Also like the wings, the tzitzis like the wings, and the tfilin are like wings, kanfei yoyin. Like wings, a person to look at things in a higher way. So what Rav Tzvi Meir is the point, the nekuda pnimis that he's making it all in this entire shmuz is that the ikra avoda of shmiras einayim is not in a negative way. It's not by looking at how bad and how disgusting and how terrible and all that. The ikra is to change a person's entire way of looking at life, to change one's entire, to get out of the nega place and to go into an oinig place. And the way to do the ikra way to do that is by in a positive way, not ugh, this, how can I do that? How can I do that? How can I do that? But in a positive way, and trying to capitalize on kriyishma and tefillin and tzitzis as times to concentrate on and to daven to ask Kadosh Baruch Hu that we should have this shmir of kinesha yoyer kinai. Let Mr. Shum will continue next.
And Jonathan having the iron, when you go from the